This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're going to follow up now on the story of a civilian whose three daughters were killed. The man is a doctor. He's Palestinian, well known for his work in Israel and in Gaza. His family home in Gaza was shelled during Israel's military offensive at the start of the year. At the time, Dr. Izzeldin Aboulesh told NPR that he wanted an investigation, though he offered generous words for Israelis.
I fully believe in the moral of the Israeli leaders. I count on their professionalism, that they are serious and they have the courage to say the truth. They committed a mistake.
That was the Palestinian doctor in January. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is caught up with him now.
Dr. Izzeldin Aboulesh is a man who straddles two worlds. A Harvard-educated doctor who specializes in fertility, he lives in Gaza, but he's frequently interviewed on Israeli television and treats patients in Israeli hospitals. During the Gaza offensive, he stayed home with his family, giving updates to journalists by phone about what was happening in the territory.
All of Israel, they knew that I am at my house. Within the 2 weeks of the ground operation, I used to be as Israeli correspondent to the radio and the TV. Just 2 days before the tragedy, the tank approached the house, 10 meters from the main gate. I felt secure.
But instead of protecting him, the tank's crew ended up firing at his home and killing three of his daughters and wounding another. His case led many in Israel to question the operation and ask if Israeli troops were using excessive force. His faith, he says, helped him through the next terrible weeks.
As a believer, as a Muslim, with deep and strong faith, everything which comes from God is good. Why I was selected? Why my daughters were selected? For a purpose, for something good. Because what happened in Gaza, it was a craziness practiced against Gazan civilians, and no one knows. I was selected to disclose the secret, to open his eyes about the size of the tragedy the Gazans were facing. And something good will come from this tragedy.
Shortly after his daughters died, a ceasefire was put in place and Israeli forces withdrew from Gaza. But Dr. Aboulesh felt he needed to do more.
It's not only terrible, it's unbelievable what happened. I lost the three precious, beautiful daughters, but I can't return them back. I have five more and I have the future. I have many good things that I can do for others.
And he's trying to do just that. He's now planning to open a foundation that will give scholarships and support to needy Palestinian women and girls in Gaza to honor his children.
They were special. How modest and humble and lovely. Willing to help others. Thinking of others. And they were killed full of dreams, of hopes. That's why immediately after, I started to think to establish a foundation in memory of my three lost daughters. For only girls and women, education and health.
He says the initial funds will come from an unlikely source. The Israeli government, he says, has accepted responsibility for the deaths of his children.
The blood of my daughters will be the seeds of that money. Any compensation that comes from the Israeli government, the majority of it will go for this foundation.
Despite his loss, Dr. Aboulesh preaches tolerance and understanding. He says he could be consumed with bitterness and anger at what happened, but he sees those emotions as harmful.
I am a physician who treats patients, and I don't want to feel diseased. I want to help others, so I should be healthy, physically and mentally.
His philosophy these days, he says, is simple.
Love each other. Help each other. Respect each other.
He says Palestinians and Israelis must work together.
We need to act, whatever the size of action, not to sit in our place waiting for a change. Gazans are dying. They're human beings like others.
He'll spend part of his summer in North America, but after that, he will come home.
I have traveled all over the world. I am a Harvard graduate. I lived in the States. I got many chances to leave, but when I traveled, all of the times I was counting the days, day by day, for the day to be with my children, with my people here in Gaza.
He still lives in the building where his daughters were killed. Residing there, he says, brings back painful memories. In his mind's eye, he still sees his dead children walking around the house. But he says,
I will never be away from Gaza. I will never.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Gaza City.